Yep, that is a serious question. Is there anyone alive out there? Is there anyone still alive out there? What is going on, everybody? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having as good of a day or as good of a night as humanly possible, especially after you've taken a look at your Delta or your Blockfolio account, and your portfolio is right where the beginning of that clip was from, where your portfolio might be sitting next to the Titanic at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, and maybe you're just floating above it on driftwood like Rose. Who knows? I don't know. But the markets have just gotten absolutely eviscerated in the past 24, 48 hours, just totally whomped. About down 10% or so, altcoins really, really getting worked. Many altcoins down 15, 20 plus percent. Bitcoin down as well, 5% or so, but just across the board, a 10% wipeout of the crypto asset markets. And things are not looking great. The sentiment is not great. People are not happy. I'm sure the YouTube comments today are going to be a wonderful, cheery, beautiful place, and everybody's going to be singing, holding hands, saying kumbaya, and saying wonderful things about Bitcoin, about cryptocurrencies, about me, about life. It's going to be a great time. So sit back, relax, and we'll have a nice little conversation about what the heck is going on in this market. Before we get started today, I want to talk to you guys about my friends over at Finn. Now, a lot of you know, have a full-time job at AirSwap, also have the YouTube channel and the podcast. I'm halfway busy, let's just say that. And there is a ton of stuff I want to get done on a daily basis, but I don't either have the means to hire an assistant, or if I do, I'd rather spend that money on Bitcoin. And that's where Finn comes into the picture. There are a ton of tasks that there just aren't enough hours in the day for me to get done, whether that's scheduling a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment or doing some type of data research that I just don't have enough time to get done, or even just reaching out to me to remind me to wish my parents a happy birthday or an anniversary or something like that. That's where Finn comes into the mix. It is an on-demand assistant that allows you to set individual tasks that get done, and they will get them done for you. I love it. I've used it on a number of occasions to remind me of anniversaries, birthdays, to set hair appointments, a number of different things like that. And I really think you're going to love Finn too. And as a listener of the Crypto Bobby Show, I've arranged for y'all to try Finn for free. Just use my link. It's finn.com/Bobby. That's finn.com/Bobby to try Finn for free. Really hope you enjoy it. Let's get into the episode. As I'm looking at this, there's a couple different things that, you know, I've been kind of thinking about and trying to keep track, just from a sentiment perspective, as well as, you know, what a lot of different people are thinking. And I think one of the clear things right now is there is a growing amount of disillusionment of altcoins. Not just Bitcoin per se. I think people are also growing disillusioned with Bitcoin, but extremely disillusioned with altcoins. When you look down at, you know, where these cryptocurrencies are off their all-time high, so if we pop over here to on-chain FX and we look, Bitcoin is down 70% from its all-time high. Nothing to sneeze at. Bitcoin is still up about 2x from where it was last year, though. So if you bought in Bitcoin exactly a year ago, basically you're still up 100%. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, Ethereum is down 80%. Ripple is down 93%. There is a massive difference between being down 70% from an all-time high and being down 93%. It's a significant difference. And there are people that basically across the board have just gotten absolutely worked with these altcoins and are now either just kind of putting their hands up and saying, screw this, or kind of going in a number of different directions with it. And you're starting to see not only are people exiting altcoins for Bitcoin, they are also exiting altcoins to Bitcoin to the entire market. We are seeing a fresh round of capitulation across the board. I think in many respects, we're kind of just getting started. And part of this is, at least in my opinion, part of this, when you look at this, just the valuations last year just got absolutely ridiculously out of hand, which is why these all-time highs are so crazy and nuts. But there were a lot of people that bought these assets at all-time highs and at crazy, crazy high values. My cost basis is still incredibly low in comparison to where my portfolio is at. However, my portfolio in comparison to all-time high values, not so great, not awesome. Being down 50% from all-time high values, not the ideal scenario. But I'm sure a lot of people, for a lot of other people, it's way, way worse. And as I'm looking at a lot of this, a couple different trends that I'm seeing now. So I'll pull up CoinMarketCap. We'll look at the Bitcoin dominance ratio. The Bitcoin dominance is at the highest point that it has been since December 7th of 2017, when Bitcoin went all the way up to $20,000 or so, and altcoins were kind of getting the life sucked out of them. And then Bitcoin dominance like went down super, super fast as altcoins made a crazy, ridiculous run and Bitcoin fell off. Bitcoin dominance is now back above 50%, and it is really showing no signs of stopping. And one of the things that's kind of funny to see is a lot of people on Twitter and in the comments and things like that saying, you know what, I'm a Bitcoin maximalist now. I'm a Bitcoin maximalist now. I lost so much money in alts. I'm a Bitcoin maximalist. I'm not personally a Bitcoin maximalist per se. I have the most trust. I have the most faith. I have the most belief in Bitcoin. However, as you guys can see from my portfolio, I also own a healthy amount of shitcoins, for better or for worse. Recently, that's been for way, way, way worse. But the thing that strikes me as kind of funny when I look at a lot of this is just because you sold your altcoins for Bitcoin, that doesn't mean you're a Bitcoin maximalist now. I'm not saying that the markets are going to pump and they're going to go crazy again and you are going to make a ton of money. But the same people now that are selling all their altcoins for Bitcoin and saying, look at me, I'm a Bitcoin maximalist now, when they don't really understand why they want to be a Bitcoin maximalist or even what like Bitcoin maximalists stand for, of which those people I highly respect because they have the strongest convictions and the strongest beliefs, and you know they're going to take those basically to the grave. I do think that the same people that are right now selling altcoins for Bitcoin saying, yo, I'm a Bitcoin maximalist, if and when altcoins pump again, they're going to see one altcoin go up 100% and then I'm not a Bitcoin maximalist anymore and I'm selling and I'm buying the top, or I'm buying back into Bitcoin, or I'm buying back into altcoins. And it's going to be a funny scenario, and it's something that I am definitely keeping an eye on as this continues to pan out. Now, I've talked about this chart before, and this is something, this was back in June of this year, June 23rd, Charlie Bilal had shared this, and it goes to show the level of corrections. And this is definitely, we're getting to the point with Bitcoin, we're still at around where we were previously, where this chart was shared, where Bitcoin is down almost exactly 70% from its all-time highs of previous times of 19,783. Now, if you look at not just Bitcoin, but the entire market cap, this is specifically Bitcoin major corrections. But the altcoin corrections that have been going on recently have been just absolutely massive. And I would argue that while you know there is a ton of money in Bitcoin, a good amount of kind of new retail investors were overexposed or more exposed to altcoins because they perceived, or perhaps you perceived, that, hey, I missed the boat on Bitcoin, so I'm going to try and find something else. And if you look at, you try to, you know, put that data into perspective of what we're seeing with this, you can really get a crazy feel for how big of a correction this is, especially when you think about the size of the market. So right now, you know, Bitcoin is down about 70%. I would say, I don't have the exact numbers on me, but I would say altcoins are probably, if you have the collective altcoin market, probably down around 80 to 90% from all-time highs. And when you factor that into the Bitcoin corrections, that is probably one of the second or third largest Bitcoin corrections, if you compare that over to altcoins, probably one of the second or third largest Bitcoin corrections going back to 2010 and then 2011, where Bitcoin lost 94% of its value twice, once in 2010, once in 2011. And since, the biggest loss has been 85% or so back in 2013 to 2015. So I'm keeping an eye on how a lot of this ends up panning out. One thing that I'm doing is hedging myself a little bit more with shorts. I have been doing that across the board. I know I talked in my video previously about how to potentially survive a bear market, and whether it's lower leveraged or non-leveraged short positions, whatever it might be. You know, I've looked at shorting something like Tron, TRX to the moon. I've looked at doing something like that because I would identify that as something that, for me personally, even without the technical analysis, Tron is probably, in terms of BitMEX or some of these other places where you can potentially short something like Tron, Tron might be one of the more potentially overvalued cryptocurrencies, or kind of one of the more speculative altcoins out there. And when you look at that, if I'm trying to hedge against my basically hedge my portfolio, which does also have overvalued shitcoins. If I'm going to hedge against that, I will short what I deem to be potentially the most overvalued crypto asset on one of those exchanges. So that's what I've been doing, is I've been kind of hedging and hedging more to the point where my portfolio is fairly neutral in terms of long to short, still long, still overall long crypto assets, but I have much tighter exposure because I have opened up a number of different short positions to hedge against what at one point in time, which was stupidly enough, and you live and you learn, but at one point in time was basically an overexposed long. So that's what I've been doing and trying to kind of take all of this in as it comes. I don't think for anybody out there who's trying to give like motivational speeches or whatever, that's, I don't know. There's nothing to be like, yo, your portfolio is down 90, 95%. It's going to just be swell. It's going to be dandy. It's going to be wonderful. I have no idea. Probably terrible risk management to be down 90, 95%. But you know, that's something that a lot of people teach and preach in this kind of industry and world, is just close your eyes and hodl. Sometimes that'll work out, sometimes that won't. But you know, maybe for Bitcoin, it has every time historically, but not every other altcoin, not every other crypto asset out there does always return back to all-time highs and go back. So we'll have to see how all this ends up panning out. But I am definitely keeping an eye on how the markets are looking, because this has been a crazy, crazy, crazy couple of days. I'm sure you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. I think everybody's feeling it. But I'm not going anywhere. Hopefully you're not going anywhere. A lot of people have. A lot of people have packed up the doors. A lot of people have left. But hopefully your portfolio can get resuscitated. They can put that little balloon in it. Bring the Titanic back up to the top of the ocean, and we'll see what ends up happening there. Outside of that, guys, I am definitely keeping an eye on how things move forward. We'll try to hop on a crypto happy / sad hour tonight, going out to dinner this evening, but we'll try to hop on a crypto happy / sad hour tonight so we could talk about things, shoot it a little bit, see what ends up going on. If you enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button. Appreciate the time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.